שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא לפתוח את השערים הנעולים.
We're in the lesson on the topic of opening the locked gates. We'll be reading the select excerpts from the sources. Excerpt number 9, we'll start with that. You can find the study material on our website, Kabbalah.info, or in the Arvut system on the study materials button. You can also click on send a question. Chosen relevant questions to the topic at hand will be asked during the lesson. Please, Rav.
We are together in a special time. Throughout the year, around, as we revolve around the sun with our planet Earth, there are times as we divide them to winter, summer, spring, and autumn. We also have periods that are more for the better, periods that are more for the worse. It's not that we enter under their influence entirely, completely, but rather, as it says, Israel, meaning those people who rise above their ego, so that they are above the charms, stars and charms, meaning above all the disturbances that they have. And so they actually use these disturbances to rise even more. Because each and every ascent can only be on the condition that we rise above a disturbance. And in this way, we come closer and closer to the Creator. And so this time, even though by nature it's a bedtime, therefore this is the time when the first temple was ruined and the second temple was ruined and there were all kinds of troubles and problems. But, I mean, that's on one hand, but on the other hand, also as we learn during those times that are so bad, the good state will appear, a special state. And so we have to accept these things in a way that this is an opportunity for corrections. So let us read and see that. Let's go.
Excerpt 9. We should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator and gauge if He can, or, God forbid, cannot finish His work? This is insolence and heresy. And you are not free to idle away from it. Even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work, this is the meaning of what is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the creature must know only this, the Creator demands work, and will therefore do His will wholeheartedly, as in, open for me one opening of repentance, like the tip of a needle. By this, he will be saved from the Sitra Achron, the other side, from ever approaching him. And if a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter. But if he is not ready to serve him, even in a manner that he is not rewarded with the completion of the work and the opening of the hall, surely no fawning or lies will help him.
But rather, it will help him, but in such a way that he will feel that he is descending and descending, and more he is in helplessness, lacking any strength. And in this way, he is on some hard and prolonged path until, in the end, he will nevertheless receive the opportunity to get out of there through the upper mercy of the Creator. Okay? Let's read it again.
Again, excerpt 9. We should know that the end of the work is not at all our work, but the Creator's work. Therefore, how can you know the Creator and gauge if he can, or God forbid, cannot finish his work? This is insolence and heresy. And you are not free to idle away from it, even in that manner, if the Creator wishes you to work without finishing the work. This is the meaning of what is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? That is, the created being must know only this. The Creator demands work and will therefore do his will wholeheartedly, as in, open for me one opening of repentance, like the tip of a needle. By this, he will be saved from the Sitra Achra, the ever side, that such will never approach him. And if a person is completed in this, he can be certain that the Creator will finish his work on his end. And I open for you gates through which carts and carriages enter. But if he is not ready to serve him, even in a manner that he is not rewarded with the completion of the work and the opening of the hall, surely no fawning or lies will help him.
We see here that if a person wants to work, and he does not complain about the fact that he has before him hard work, great questions in his life, in his work, that it is a problem, a great problem that he's facing, but he accepts it and he works because it is all calculated according to his personal nature. And all of these questions are in order for him to get rid of his ego, of his sitra achra, the other side, because otherwise he will not be able to cancel it. And if he understands that, and nevertheless, he pushes himself to stand before the Creator with all of his, all the complaints of the Sitra Achra, and he expects that he will be able to bring it to a state where the Creator will reform it, correct it. Then it is written that I will open up for you an opening, gates through which carts and carriages enter. And this is actually what we need to know, that the Creator wants us to feel all of these questions, all of these problems, and that we nevertheless will push ourselves to that, and we are willing to live in that way, and we are expecting it, that the Creator will correct it.
Haifa 1.
Shboker Tov. Rav.
Good morning. Rav, I listened to your explanation, but these words that he requests only one thing of us, the Creator? He requests, he demands work.
Yes.
Can you help me, can you help to explain what that means, that he demands work of me?
That even though you have all kinds of problems, questions, doubts, lack of forces, intellectual ones, corporeal ones, whatever you may have, you nevertheless are drawn forward and you stand on your state with all the qualities and the questions that appear, and you nevertheless want that goal and that direction, and you do not retreat, and you do not turn away, not to the right or to the left, but rather to reach the complete correction with your whole group together in adhesion with the Creator.
That's the patience we talked about yesterday, or there's something additional here that I have to bring up for myself?
Patience, we build it gradually on the path. So this becomes from patience, it becomes a great screen.
Thank you.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Che cosa significa che noi iniziamo il lavoro e il Borè lo finisce?
What's the meaning of this, that we begin the work and the Creator finishes it?
אנחנו לא יכולים לעשות שום עבודה.
We cannot do any work. We don't have the strength. Each and every state we begin with seeing how much we are in helplessness, that we do not understand the state itself, we don't know before whom we are, what kinds of disturbances we have precisely, and that is the state that the created being discovers, and this is how it should be. This is why he is called created being, meaning that he was created entirely out of the will to receive, in order to receive the small, beastly one. And therefore, the fact that he feels himself this way, where he is coming from, where he was born, and how he develops, this is his nature. This is how the Creator created, arranged these things. But along with that, we need to realize that we don't need anything besides what we get. The fact that the Creator reveals to us who we are, where we are. Well, he also reveals to us in what way we need to accept these things. That along with the fact that there is none else besides him, and he is good and doing good, and that we are all under the rule of the Creator only, and so on. So along with that, he reveals to each one, according to the rule of his soul, how much he is in the opposite form. And so what do we have to do? Only to detect, to locate ourselves correctly in the state that we're facing, and to ask for corrections. And we need to ask for the corrections in that we discover, we reveal to the Creator where precisely we want the correction. What is it that we need to have? Meaning that we try to connect, we see that we're not capable of connecting, we bring him the correction. We cannot rise above our ego, each and every one of us. We bring it to him for correction, and so on and so forth, in such a way that it is clear to us what are our problems. As it says, I've always seen my iniquity before me. And so when I discover my iniquities, I reveal them to the Creator. Meaning, it's not that the Creator does not know about them, but rather I have to show him that I know
them.
I'm aware of them and I'm asking to correct them, to be above them. And this is how it is gradually, each and every day, when I discover more and more, each and every day, all kinds of problems in my attitude to the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, the Creator, the friends. I just need to believe that this whole thing is not old, but rather it is new. As it is written, they shall be as new. And I have to present them to the Creator and ask for correction. That certainly I myself am not capable of correcting anything, but rather this has to come only from Him. And therefore, this is how we need to work, one by one, corruption after corruption, as it is revealed, so I can correct it.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь написано, что откройте мне одно отверстие.
Yes, dear Rav, it's written here, open for me an opening, one small opening of repentance, like the tip of a needle, and then such the sitra acha can be corrected, such you won't return to it. How do you explain this?
My egoistic desire, through which I look at the whole reality, at this world, at our path, at the purpose of creation, at each and everything, this desire is always with me, and it's egoistic. I calculate all of it always with respect to myself. What will I have? When will I have it? Why not now? And why is it not for me, etc.? So this desire, I have to correct it. And I have to realize that this is how it is built deliberately by the Creator, the opposite of the right form, the corrected form. And this is how the Creator deliberately awakens it inside of me. And this is how I need to accept it, that it is the opposite of the truth, of the correct one, and I ask of the Creator that He will invert it, that this same desire that He created within me in such an egoistic, nasty, negative way, that He will change it. And in this way, that He will correct it. This is what we need to do.
Так, а что это за условия, когда я должен, как здесь написано?
What is this condition that I need, as it's written here, to opening a small opening for repentance as the tip of a needle,
so that the upper light will enter into this tiny tip, this tiny hole that I have to begin with? I have this connection with the Creator, and I can turn to Him, and He can bestow to me.
Focus group.
Rav, I heard
you say that the Creator wants us to feel all the problems and troubles, and we are ready to live like this and expectant of the Creator to correct it. With what does a person need to begin? With the lowliness of the will to receive, or the greatness of the Creator, that He is the one that shall correct? Where do we begin this business with?
Again, I didn't understand.
From where do we need to begin our work? From revealing our lowliness of our will to receive? Or this, that the Creator is great and He will correct? What's the first stage of correction?
Well, from wherever you are capable of. Of course, if you begin immediately with the Creator, and you're saying it from the bottom of your heart, then you're no longer in the beginning of the path. you already have something. Usually, we are in a state which is much less than that, where we are helpless and we have no hope and everything is black and we have no strength, no hopes, no power, etc.
Yeah.
And then I need to recover, to wake up and above reason, to start reading something, to sing something, to dance, to somehow awaken myself until I truly wake up from the externality more to internality. And until the upper light nevertheless finds its way into my heart and awakens me. And then I praise the Creator on that He did this correction for me.
Ken.
Is this matter of the greatness of the Creator, and this that the Creator will correct, can a person accept, receive this correction only by incorporating in the Ten, or it's an action that a person can do himself? Because it seems only in the greatness of the goal, and the greatness of the Creator that I receive from others, I succeed to do it. From myself, like...
It can be this way or that way, that doesn't matter. The most important thing that is that you need to know that the Creator is giving you an awakening as much as you need it. And you, nevertheless, have to combine with this, connect to this, your effort. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
All Antoine.
To do this this work of asking for this repentance to the Creator, and it says if you do this, even the smallest work, the tip of the needle, you'll be saved from the Sitra Achra forever approaching you. Don't we need the Sitra Achra?
אנחנו זקוקים, ודאי.
We do need it, certainly. We have to invert the Sitra Achra, the other side, the angel of death. We have to invert it into the holy angel, bit by bit. The Creator created it 100% with power, and He gave us only one spark, so that we, through the connection with the Creator, and through our spark, the spark inside of us, we will be able to fight with the Sitra Achra. So, if we, with this spark, that we nevertheless are awakened and we are connected to the purpose of creation and with the Creator through the Ten, we somehow, if we intend to bring out of there the power to fight with the Sitra Achra, by us asking of the Creator, from the depths I've called upon you, O Lord, then we defeat, or we use correctly our connection with the Creator, and we defeat the Sitra Achra.
Okay, Raf. That's what I understand. But what I don't understand is why in the article it says, by this he will be saved from the Sitra Achra ever approaching him. That means he doesn't approach me anymore, but we need the Sitra Achra. Why does Baal HaSulam write?
No, אנחנו לא צריכים למשוך.
We don't need to draw the Sitra Achra. We don't need to awaken it specifically. This, for the time being, is not our work. Later on, when we will have the force of bestowal, then we will be able in a controlled manner to awaken the force of reception and to combine the force of reception under the force of bestowal and this is called that the Creator places our enemies, our haters, below us. But for the time being, we don't have such forces so that we can truly fight against the Sitacha. But rather, we just want to be cleansed, to be cleansed, to be cleansed from it by asking the Creator that He will do it. This is how we gradually reach the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of bestowal. And later on, we will already reach, after the vessels of bestowal, we will be able to work with the vessels of reception in order to bestow. These are all degrees.
Barur.
This is clear? Good.
Merkaz.
Thank you, Rav.
Merkaz.
Question from a friend. In the excerpt we read, it's written that the created being is obligated to know only one thing, that the Creator demands work and will therefore do His will wholeheartedly. So he's asking, what is this, doing work wholeheartedly?
Innocence is that I accept each and every state, that it is coming from the Creator, and upon each and every state I have to discover myself, that I want to be as close as possible through the friends to the Creator, and this is what I ask for.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. The tip of the needle is a very small measure and also very specific. Can you explain a bit? What is this tip of the needle?
The tip of the needle is that we have contact with the one who is on the other side of this tiny hole with the Creator. We have contact, but the contact is truly as the tip of the needle.
Where is this contact? This point.
Inside of my heart, there is the point in the heart that I, through it, can be connected with the Creator. On the condition that I clean this hole from all the dirt that also wants to be attached to the Creator in order to draw from Him everything possible. Because my heart is black, full of full of dirt, full of waste. And if I clean this tiny hole, just it, then through it I can connect with the Creator. I can breathe from there a little bit of spiritual air.
And this is the point, the only point?
This is the only point which we need to clean and through it to discover our connection with the Creator.
And this point expands? That's what he's saying? Later that it expands?
Later, yes. Certainly, as he says, open for me one opening, right? A single opening as the tip of the needle, and I will open up for you such an opening through which carts and carriages, meaning everything that you want, will enter through there, that you will have a connection with me which is as broad as possible.
One last thing, Rav, please. It simply sounds that this measure, that it's not more, not less, rather very specific. If I'm doing too much, then it's, I guess it's as he's writing at the end, that it's fawning or lies.
You certainly cannot do too much. If you try to do too much, it won't be to the extent, to the measure that the Creator opens it up for you.
How do I find the specific point?
I told you about that, to clean your connection with the Creator from all the waste, the trash, from all the calculations in order to receive, from all the problems that you are afraid about yourself, and so on.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Vertically. S 34, how can we be a correct 10? Are we ready for this? Thank you.
Like any other group in Bnei Baruch. Like any other group. You too. The same conditions for everyone. There is no difference between the tents. And this is what we study. I have nothing to add. Each and every day we're doing it.
Kiev 1.
Здравствуйте. Тут по тексту несколько раз звучит вот это вот требование, что Творец хочет.
Hello. There in the text there is like this repeated demand that the Creator wants you to work without finishing the work. What does this mean that the person finishes the work? Does he exit the path? That he thinks he can do something on his own? Or that he's engaging in other business or during the day?
Maybe you can tell us 1,000 more such Ili. What is that going to help you? Simply, what is it that I need to do in order for me to know that I did my part? When I reach a state where I see that I'm despaired of my own forces and that I stand no chance to reach in order to bestow with respect to the friends and also with respect to the Creator. And then I have no choice but only that I elevate my request as an outcry to Him. That is all. But it's not that I count that it's either this or that or this. There is no place for calculation here. In spirituality in general, there are no calculations.
Yes. Это получается, что вот это значит, что человек закончил работу. Когда я стал просить Творца, Творец же хочет, чтобы я не закончил.
This is when a person completes the work, when he begins to request from the Creator. The Creator does want me to complete. Why are you making calculations instead of the Creator? In what other philosophies are you engaging instead of besides what you're studying with us? I don't know. I understand that you are a scientist, you're wise. You are a developed person, but from where do you take these things that the Creator doesn't want me to complete the work? The Creator does want me to complete the work. He wants to see us, all of us, at the end of correction with ultimate adhesion with Him, that we will replace our will to receive to be in order to bestow. We will add to all of our egoistic desires the intention in order to bestow. And this is what he's expecting, that then we will be adhered to him.
Це написано, я просто извиняюсь, фраза из текста, что Творец хочет, чтобы ты работал.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Maybe some more from the text. The Creator wants you to work, demands you to work without completing the work.
No, the Creator seemingly wants us not to complete the work so that we will understand that all of the work depends on Him. We just need to locate the place of the work. It's like a little child that he tries to do something, he's not capable of it, and then he reaches out to the father or the mother and he cries that he's not capable of it. He wants it very much, but he can't. And then they help him. So we, with our children, are in the same world, on the same plane, right? And this is why the child himself usually can find the solution. How to play with something, how to operate something, but in spirituality it's not like that. In spirituality, on each and every step along the way, going forward, as we enter or even approach the spiritual world, we need the Creator's help, because each time we have to receive from Him an addition of upper light, either in a revealed manner or maybe it's not yet revealed, but nevertheless that He will shine on us a little bit more so that we will expand in our mind and in our heart, and we will be able to truly understand and feel the spiritual path. Киев 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот эта точка перехода, как игольное ушко,
Hello. Напоминает... This point of passage, the tip of the needle, it reminds me of the article of the Rabash on the group in which he writes that the entrance to faith in the Creator passes through fear. We reach there through our attempts to reach love of friends. Can we say that this opening is through our exertion?
Yes, but I wouldn't try to be so precise about it. How do we go from here to there? Because it's better to be in what he explains here, and that's it, and not to try to connect between different excerpts from different letters or other sources.
Internet. Hello, Rav. Shela mi Kabiu Sheva.
Hello, Rav. A question from Kabiu 7. How do I know that I did everything that is in my power to do? There's always a doubt that comes to me, and it says that maybe I can do even more when I feel that I'm already on my knees.
If
I can reach a state that I am requesting from the Creator, then I must request from the Creator. That's it. There is no other signs. And gradually, slowly, I'll see that I cannot correct anything in my life. Nothing. With my family, with my kids, with my wife, with my friends, with each and everything, I cannot do anything. Rather, if I'm in the process of spiritual correction, and then all these things are tied together. They're all tied together. And I need to arrange my attitude, not to correct them, those same sources to which I'm tied, such as work and my wife and relatives, parents, even more so friends. Rather, I need to see all these things as forming, establishing me in some total, a correct form for the entrance into the tip of the needle. Through this very narrow opening into the spiritual world. And I should always be tied to the Creator, either in inclination to connect to the Creator through this narrow opening, narrow hole. That's it. All the time. It doesn't matter what states I'm in. Yes.
Okay, next question from Maxim from Siberia. He's asking, is the fear from the fact that I might not give pleasure to the Creator. Is this the tip, like the tip of the needle?
Also, you're right, it's usually fear, but in all sorts of states, events, well, what am I afraid? Because fear is the true inner sensation of our ego that is afraid of lack of fulfillment and all sorts of desires, forms, degrees. That's fear. Yes.
The question from Mac 4. Is the place of the work the concern for the friends?
Not just worry for others, rather all the order that a person arranges in his life, organizes in his life, in a manner that he doesn't subjugate his heart, lying, rather wants to be in a direct and opening, an open manner as possible to approach directly to the Creator. That actually is his main part of correction. That then he will reveal where he truly needs correction still. That's it. Oh, all right.
Moshe.
Excerpt number 10. Open for me one aperture, one opening of repentance, such as the tip of the needle, and I will open for you gates where carts and carriages enter. Interpretation. The eye of the needle, the hole of the needle, is not for entry and exit, but to insert the thread for sewing and for work. Similarly, you should crave only the commandment of your master to work. And then I will open for you an opening such as the entry to a hole. This is the meaning of the explicit name in the verse, but indeed, ulam, spelled like hole in Hebrew, I live, and the glory of the Lord shall fill all the earth.
Again,
open for me one opening of repentance, such as the tip of the needle, and I will open for you gates where carts and carriages enter. Interpretation. The eye of the needle is not for entry and exit, but to insert the thread for sewing and for work. Similarly, you are to crave only the commandment of your master to work. And then I will open for you a door such as the entry to a hole. This is the meaning of the explicit name in the verse, but indeed, ulam, indeed, spelled like hole in Hebrew, I live, and the glory of the Lord shall fill all the earth.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
We're talking about a tiny opening, narrow opening, and also about a narrow mind. What is narrowness in our work?
Narrowness is lack of bestowal, lack of chasadim, mercy. Chasadim, mercy, is called wide, and lack of chasadim, mercy, is called narrow. Like a wide hand, an open hand, a wide, open heart. That's the influence, the bestowal of chasadim, mercy. Kiev 3.
Значит ли то, что вот... Вот эта нитка, которая вдевается в иглу, значит,
is this thread that enters into the tip of the needle? Can we compare it to fear?
You're saying correctly. You're speaking correctly. That same thread that we're sewing it through that narrow hole, that's precisely our work. That's what we are requesting, that the Creator will help us to insert the thread into the work, and then we begin, yes. That's exactly that same sensation of lack of adhesion.
Как в предыдущем отрывке написано, что ситра охранник вернется никогда.
As it is written in the previous excerpt, that the ситра ах will never come back. So here the intention is it will come back, but we will always ask for repentance, turn to the Creator.
No, the vessel always awaken in a higher degree.
I'm trying to understand. Well, in the meantime, we're going to read excerpt 10 again. Open for me one opening of repentance, such as the tip of the needle, and I will open for you openings where carts and carriages enter. Interpretation. The opening for the needle is not for entry and exit, but to insert the thread for sewing and for work. Similarly, you are to crave only the commandment of your master to work. And then I will open for you an opening such as the entry to a hall. This is the meaning of the explicit name in the verse, but indeed, ulam in Hebrew, spelled like hall also, I live, and the glory of the Lord shall fill all the earth. We will continue to excerpt 11. Open for me the gates of righteousness. These are the gates that the Creator has made, and He made it possible for the righteous to approach Him through those gates. At the end of all the gates, He made a gate with several locks. That gate is called Malchut of Malchut, the final point of all the upper gates. This last gate is the first gate for the upper Chokhmah, wisdom. That is, it is impossible to be rewarded with the upper Chokhmah, but only after the attainment of this last gate specifically. As for attainment of the upper Chokhmah, it is the first gate. This is why it is written, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, since fear of the Lord is called the last gate, which is the first for the wisdom of the Lord.
Read again, please.
So again, excerpt 11, open for me the gates of righteousness. These are the gates that the Creator has made, and He made it possible for the righteous to approach Him through those gates. At the end of all the gates, He made a gate with several locks. That gate is called Malchut of Malchut, the final point of all the upper gates. This last gate is the first gate for the upper Chokhmah, wisdom. That is, it is impossible to be rewarded with the upper Chokhmah, but only after the attainment of this last gate specifically. As for the attainment of the upper Chokhmah, it is the first gate. This is why it is written, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, since fear of the Lord is called the last gate, which is the first for the wisdom of the Lord.
Ken Vakasha. Ita one.
Yes, please. Ita one.
Caro Rav. Caro Rav, mi sembra che il creatore ogni gradino voglia tutto.
It appears as though the creator on each and every degree he wants everything. It's either everything or nothing. He opens up everything. But this is my work to always surrender completely, to always surrender, but with complete confidence in Him.
You need the main thing to think, how you are performing the work along with the friends. Because on your own, if you're acting in this, you are not doing the work in any manner. We are in a generation of the last, we are the generation of the last generation, and the correction. And thus, the system we're in takes into consideration that it is operated specifically from, operated not from a person himself, like Rabbi Shimon or the Ari or all sorts of other Kabbalists like that that operated each in their generation. Rather, how much we operate together. So even that we are small and truly in the lowliness, in our forces, but if we connect, this is our entire reward. Meaning,
And nobody is their consideration if they're big or small, that they have a high soul or a small soul. Rather, how much he succeeded in connecting with the others and advances in this. Take that into account. So we need to change our entire approach, our perception, our tendency, all our troubles, the problem, really, that we think that we need to be strong, strong, I need to go forward and burst through, and I'll do it. No. Strong is called that I'm connecting to a greater number of people, or at least to a 10, and with a 10 together, even in a small force, in 1 gram. But if we're connected together in this 1 gram between us, already we can be in coming nearer to the Creator. And me on my own, even with 10 pounds of force, I won't be able to get closer. That's the difference between all the generations and the last generation, the generation of the Messiah. In this, we must truly to grasp it strongly. And it's a big problem because it's so opposed to our ego that it's really difficult more than all the generations, more than all the Kabbalists had in all the generations. On one hand. On the other hand, it's seemingly easier. Why? We're given opportunities to connect between us. The Creator developed the internet and all the forms of communication between us. We are familiar with one another. Look how we are. Everyone is sitting separately, but tied to everyone together. And afterwards, beyond this connection of video, audio will reveal more connections from heart to heart in such a manner that it will be clear how we are tied together. This is very important for us. Okay?
No, PT-19.
PT-19?
Yes, thank you very much, Rav. A friend is asking, what is the difference between the first gate and the last gate?
The first gate from below upward, that's the gate that we're beginning, and the final gate is already the gate of entrance to the upper infinite world, the end of correction. That's it. That's the entire ladder of degrees. Always, each stage begins from a gate. Gate is called that I am performing in a general manner the condition of that same degree. All right. USA Northeast.
Inserting the thread in the eye of the needle, is that the intent not to receive for ourselves, but in order to connect? So we receive in order to connect, but not for ourselves. Is that inserting the thread in the needle?
We need, yes, just to insert the thread of work into the tip of the needle. Yes. Meaning that I only want to work, and thus I enter. And I have no other goal. I have no other intentions. Just to enter into this hole, this opening, in order to do the work of connection through everyone to the Creator.
Thank you.
Yes, nicely.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, why can't we go directly to the goal and there is always a door? Is it because our faith is not complete?
No, it's because that the degrees that they descend from infinity to us They're all arranged such that in a discrete manner, that each and every degree has Keta Chokhmah Bina Zeran Bin Malchut. Under it also, again begins Keta Chokhmah Bina Zeran Bin Malchut. That in each and every degree, there is everything. It's like a small world, seemingly. And if you complete the previous degree, then you could enter into the degree above it. And that's how it is, in such a manner, divided. How else do you want that we'll enter and begin this ascent in all the degrees? That's impossible. It's all built in a manner that there is in each and every stage of revelation, of coarseness, that there is here all the degrees that belong to that same coarseness. And if we complete it, then we rise to the next degree. It's already arranged as such from below upwards, according to the four faces of direct light. Each and every stage is arranged. Works out. Also in our world, it's like this, more or less. You enter into first grade, and then second grade. And that's until like this, till you finish school. And it's the same thing like this onwards in every place. We cannot be 10 years in one thing, and then another 10 years in another thing. We grasp each degree as having like a projection of all the degrees, a reflection of all the degrees. And so in each degree, we're like seemingly rising in all the degrees, just in the measure, the extent of that same degree. It's like you're entering first grade in school, right? So you learned also math, writing, and reading, and a few other things like this, small things, but you learned all of them. Later on in second grade, and a bit more expanded, third grade a bit more expanded, and that's how you advance from class to class, from grade to grade. It's not that in first grade you're finishing only reading and that's it, you don't come back to it. And in second grade, only writing, that's it, like you don't come back to it. Rather, each and every degree is divided into 10 sub-degrees, and that's how we acquire them. That's how we build ourselves. It just indicates to us how we're attaining the upper root, which is no longer divided and includes everything in it.
Africa 1.
Africa 1.
Bonjour, Rav. L'étudiant qui vous suit à tout moment et dans chaque événement, est-ce que ce n'est pas le tout?
A student who follows you each and every moment,
qui lui permet de vous suivre, ou bien y a-t-il encore un autre trou spécifique?
So is the tip of the needle what enables him to follow the path, or is there some other hole that the Creator is asking him to open up?
No. There is no other opening. This is the Creator against all the conditions he places before us. He says, you need to open up for me an opening. One opening is the tip of a needle, meaning that we need to focus all our thoughts, desires, hopes of yours only to one thing, to connect from between you and to me. And then we'll meet in this eye of the needle, the opening of the needle, this small opening, that you have no more than desires to connect together and to connect with me, and that's called that we're passing through the eye of the needle.
Barur.
Is that clear? Wonderful.
Kab U4.
And that passing through the eye of the needle is still of gates, or I'm confused? Gates of tears? Is you are talking about it, or is something different? Because we're talking about several gates.
כן, יש כמה שערים, אנחנו עוד נלמד אותם.
Yes, there are a few gates. We'll yet to learn them. Also, in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, he explains it. But not for now. For now, what's important for us is to connect between us in order to make the effort to enter through the eye of the needle from our world to the upper world. Let it be like that. Afterwards, we'll reach a state that will use additional, more like this name, the eye of the needle. Yes. Kabu 3.
Bonjour, Rav. Bonjour. We understand the hole of the needle and the tree that took the hole of the needle, but what is the needle?
That's not important for us. They give an example that just like there is in the tip of the needle, a hole, an opening, that you can insert a thread through there, that's how we want there to be an opening between us and to the Creator. That's how they give examples, the Kabbalists. So it'll be clear to everybody.
Sorry, it could be maybe the intention.
No. I ask here, don't speculate here. What we are talking, we're speaking, take this and enter into that with all your feeling and sensation, and then you'll see how much what they're writing is correct and whole, complete. We don't need to add to it.
Turkey 4.
Rav, there is something written, which is that man calls upon the Creator, and Creator says to man, is this the heart that you called me inside? So how can we clean or prepare that heart, that vessel, in order to be qualified for Creator?
If I connect to the friends, by this, and I make the effort to exit from my heart to our mutual heart, and this I'm cleansing myself. My heart is being cleansed. That is in a correct, practical manner, yes.
How can we stop desiring to receive love, and just in order to generate love?
You cannot. Only by those actions that will perform them more and more and more, then we draw the light that reforms, and it cleanses our heart, and instead of a will to receive, we'll feel in it that there will be a will to bestow, that the importance of connection with the friends becomes in me more important than my own.
Yes, but Rav, it creates an anger inside me, because whenever I approach them to connect, I feel that.
On the way, surely there will be anger. You'll have criticism, complaints towards the Creator. You'll want truly, maybe to even get revenge at him. Everything will be, but ultimately, this is the path. As much as you make the effort to connect with the friends, by this, you're getting distance from your egoistic self and reaching the opening, the eye of the needle. Meaning, to a desire only to be in connection with the friends and the Creator as one.
You said it will happen by the reforming light. So how can we awaken the reforming light?
By this, that you're performing what we just spoke.
Connection.
Tov. PT 31.
Our 10 is before 2 significant acts of connection. How, as preparation before such an action, do we clean the dirt so that we can have contact with the Creator during the action.
Again?
How do we clean before a significant act of connection? How in preparation for this action do we clean that hole of the needle in order to succeed to have contact with the Creator during the action? I'm talking about the preparation for the action.
Cleansing the opening, it's not written about any such action. Rather, we need to connect between us. And in the connection between us, surely in that we're cleansing that opening from all the dirt, the filth of all our egoistic thoughts on ourselves.
Every day we make a preparation before the lesson, before an action of connection like a common travel or a role that we received before the whole world Kli. Should the preparation be different?
There always needs to be that same preparation of connection between us, and that we are requesting of the Creator to help us connect. Because even as we describe the connection between us as whole and good, we're not really sure that it's whole and good, because we still haven't received contact with the Creator that we can bestow from between us and to Him. And so we need to make efforts. Okay. Let's complete this quickly. Kiev 3.
Скажите, после того, как человек во всем разочаровался, сдался и пришел к такому...
Please tell me, after a person is disillusioned from everything, he surrenders, he reaches great view before the Creator, can there be such a state where everything will be forgotten, like some dream and...
No, nothing disappears, everything is recorded, and in general, there is no lack in spirituality. Nothing disappears. All is recorded on your account inside your soul.
Такой момент, вот все, что мы сейчас учим, такое ощущение, будто вот буквально...
There is this issue that in everything we study, there is a feeling as though we are standing on the threshold and the door is open, and all that's missing is some sort of a small minimal action of mind so that the friends will enter spirituality. So what prayer can be here? How can we focus?
Yes, you're precisely saying correct. There must be a prayer, each one for the others and not on oneself. Here there is prayer.
I very much want that my friends will succeed, that they'll truly enter. But in parallel, there's a feeling as though it's possible to enter right now, but in parallel, that it is so far away that it's actually unattainable.
It will work out. It will work out, we'll come nearer, and you'll see how you're already in it. That's how it's revealed. Continue. It's a very emotional point, very exciting point. Holland 1.
This final gate, Malchut de Malchut, has several locks. What does it mean, this several locks? Is that a different gate? It has several locks? What does it mean, this several locks, for us to do?
Yes, but in the meantime, we only need to open one lock. On the rest, we'll talk about later. There are a few qualities that we need to work on them, and each one of them brings us a lock. And don't think that a lock is something bad, meaning that it's clear to us what's standing before us, and we need to reveal how we open it, and how we get closer to the next gate. And that's how we have gates. Gates is not just to close a door between us, rather to give us force and wisdom in order that we'll connect correctly
and receive a form from us, a suitable form for the Creator, for the upper light. Because in this, we become a vessel, as a vessel for the upper light. And thus all these locks, they arrange us, they organize us, they make us such that we will be as a vessel for the light. That the vessel needs to be similar to the light, and the light that will be able to fill the vessel according to the equivalence of qualities.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. To continue the question from Kiev, how do I clean my prayer? Because I feel that the moment that I want to pray for the success of the friends, immediately I also want to steal this prayer for myself.
So stand on it. Form your building correctly, that it cannot be that you're praying on yourself because you attain nothing on your own. Rather, spirituality is in this that you are requesting for the friends. And not because that only in such a manner you attain spirituality that you are requesting for the friends, rather that you want to truly request for them and not for yourself.
So you can ask for that also before I pray?
Ask for the correction of the friends. Ask for the Creator to help them. Instead of crying on yourself. Asia.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, is the opening of the needle, is that the beginning of the to and fro, or it comes afterwards?
The eye of the needle that we are already entering spiritual degrees. Internet.
A question from Mark 27. Why should I do the Creator's work if I can't see it correctly?
Don't do. There are questions that you can't, there's nothing to answer. They're not in our level.
From Santiago, what is the meaning of a few locks on the last gate in excerpt 11? He made a gate, at the end of all the gates, he made a gate, one gate with several locks.
Yes, we're yet to talk about this. It's still before us, ahead of us.
Do I need to open up the gate for the Creator? Not wait until he will do it?
No, we need only to match ourselves to one condition, to be connected such that this gate will open. Okay, let's take a few questions from the women. Where are the women?
Moscow 8.
What work with on the size of the needle and the thread the Creator being does on his own, and then the Creator opens up the gates?
Work of connection between us that will be as one, that will want to connect between us in order that the Creator will be able to enter in us. That will be as a female receiving the male.
Haifa 5. If in the 10 there is work of connection, but it's not that everyone can do it from the bottom of their hearts, but only through annulment, is this how we can cleanse our hearts?
Yes, you can reach only by annulment, and so let's make the effort to do so.
A question about excerpt number 9. At the end, it says that if he's not ready to serve him on his part, what does it mean to be ready to serve him?
To connect with the friends.
In this, as he writes in a few places, in this we're correcting all our flaws. All our flaws we are correcting by connection between us.
Chile 1, also about excerpt 9, it says at the end, certainly no fawning or lies will help him. So the question is, when I lie to the friends in order to make them feel good, because the Creator stands behind each and every friend, so this will not be useful because these are fawning or lies?
Keep on and you'll see it will be beneficial.
The Rom 10. This is a time of ruin, but also great corrections. What is the thing that will decide mostly at this time if this will be ruins or corrections?
To the extent that we connect, we can turn this world into a Garden of Eden. This is truly, in each and every moment, it comes closer and closer to us, and it all depends on our decision.
Woman Hebrew.
Women Hebrew. You talked about the inner connection in relation to the transition from corporeal or physical to spiritual connection. Sometimes it's unclear whether a physical connection strengthens our spiritual connection or deviates us from it. Should we meet physically?
I can't decide. You should locate what the connection of the heart between you means. Spiritual, corporeal, these are words we don't yet understand, but heartful, warm, to what extent we are speaking about one goal, being able to be within this goal, to the extent that we connect in the heart, so that it will truly be as a vessel to receive the reception of the Creator. This we need to basically understand. Can you be in it or not? And accordingly, to try to connect. Yes.
PT6, what does it mean to be connected to the Creator, to be in touch with Him?
Be in touch with the Creator means that I'm feeling my connection with the friends. Through them, I can attain my connection with all kinds of Kabbalists throughout all the generations, by the way. And then, through this whole connection, I discover the root that's common for us, which is the Creator, to what extent He created us, to what extent, that He wants to bestow upon us, to establish us, to fill us. This is how we need to see the situation. But the main thing is that it's all through the connection between us. We connect more, we discover the Creator more. We don't connect, we don't discover.
Can we get rid of the Sitra Achra forever in this world? And should we do it for our advancement?
What we should do is speak about the connection above all the egoistic forces. And that's considered to get rid of the Sitra Acha. And the way it happens, or the way it comes out, it will come out more and more and more. It's still early for us to ask how do we completely get rid of the Sitra Acha, because we haven't yet discovered what that is.
How can we always listen to the commandments of your Master in order to be each other's partners?
It's very simple, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That's what we have to do. So these two mitzvot, the two commandments, which is basically one, we should be in the commandment of connection. Mitzvah of the connection between us and the Creator. If we're not connected, there's nothing to talk about mitzvah. But if we are connected, we can talk about the intensity of the connection and how much we are adapting ourselves to the Creator.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. All the best. Moshe, let's go back to, where are we? 11?
We completed 11, but we can read it again.
Well, so read 12 and we'll finish this document.
12. There is no reality in the world besides godliness, and all the concealment is only in one's sensation.
Everything is in our heart. Everything depends on us. Let's all of us open our hearts to the others, and then we'll feel that there are no others. There's no one else here besides me and the Creator. And what I thought, that there are friends, there are good people, bad people, all that, it's all for me to correctly aim myself to open my heart to the Creator. Good luck. Let's move on to...
So, moving on to the next part of the lesson.